Justin Gertner joined the Marine Corps just days after graduating from J.W. Mitchell High School in Newport Richey. In 5 years, he did three tours, two of them in Afghanistan. He was serving as a combat engineer sweeping for IEDs, improvised explosive devices, when he was severely wounded.
Honestly, I thought my life was over. When I got blown up in Afghanistan, I was like, this is it. I'm done. I didn't think I was going to live. I didn't think I was ever going to be able to walk again. I didn't think I would ever do a tenth of the things I've done since I've lost my legs.
Justin lost both legs and has other permanent injuries, but he has since become a world-class athlete with 5 gold medals in the National Veterans Wheelchair Games, and he recently cycled across America with a team of wounded veterans in 7 days, 12 hours, and 21 minutes.
The way I see it is I've done more things without my legs than I did with my legs, and I never thought that I would get the chance to walk again or get the chance to do something as great as being part of the Hero Corps ever again.
The Hero Corps is an acronym for the Human Exploitation Rescue Operative Corps. It is a pilot program that is training wounded veterans to track down online child sexual predators and pornographers. Justin is one of 17 wounded veterans from Special Operations currently training at Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee. He's learning computer forensic analysis and digital evidence collection to identify and rescue child victims of sexual abuse and online sexual exploitation.
It's just like being back in country is the way I say it. I mean, just using the same mindset to track one terrorist and moving it on to a different terrorist, because that's how I view a pedophile or child pornographers. I see them as a terrorist.
He says the Hero Corps 7-week training is similar to Marine boot camp, which required physical endurance, but this requires mental toughness.
The images and videos, you know, and the stuff I read, it's all very hard on the mind. It's hard to mentally deal with what we're doing here because of the, you know, the images and videos that we're viewing and, you know, what's going on out there, and the normal average American doesn't realize how bad child exploitation is. And the way I see it is, you know, I might be looking at this stuff every day, but the outcome of it is that I'm preserving, you know, our children's future. And the good thing about it is I can save a child's life. I can have that chance to save someone's life, and that's why I'm here.
That's what drives Justin, a chance to save a life, to serve again, and to use his analytical skills developed on the battlefield.
That's why they're targeting Special Operations Command and Marines and stuff, because, you know, the skills that we had on one battlefield, we can put onto a new battlefield. That's what it's all about, is getting back in the fight. Everything I learned about tracking down terrorists and insurgents over in Afghanistan, I'm trying to use the same mindset here back on the home front.
Justin has a few more weeks of training in Tennessee, then he'll return to Tampa for a 9-month internship at the Office of Homeland Security Investigations. That's where he'll start the work of hunting down online child predators. He invited us to check back in a few months when he's hoping to tell us how many children's lives he saved. I'm Bobby O'Brien in Tampa.